is a mole right at the top of British intelligence. He's been there for years.
Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, as you write in your review, it's about intelligence and requires intelligence.
I was a bit surprised at the press preview. One of the publicists stood up and explained to us that it was set in 1973. And she talked about it as if, you know, it was about 400 years ago. Then I realized I don't think she was born at all by 1973. So perhaps all this Cold War espionage is seeming to be a bit ancient history now.
For 25 years, we've been the only thing standing between Moscow and the Third World War.
So it's older audiences who remember it and I suppose have quite an interest in it because we lived through that era. So I'm not sure what the younger audiences make of it, but it's a film that certainly demands quite an amount of attention. They're trying to find a mole, of course, in MI6, and there are various suspects.
I know that it is one of these men. All I want from you is one code name. Tinker. Tailor. Soldier. Spy.
And to my shame, I paid attention to all the clues, made my decision, and was wrong.
What the hell are you doing up here?
Can't mention me.
It is a mystery, and it's done almost like a jigsaw, so that you are moving from the present to the past and different aspects of the past. So, again, paying attention, you see characters who die at the beginning of the film, and then you see them alive in flashbacks. So it keeps your attention on the characters, and especially the famous George Smiley, who was portrayed by Alec Guinness in the television series over 30 years ago, and in its sequel, Smiley's People. And this time, Smiley is played by Gary Oldman, very seriously, rather laconically, but certainly very interestingly.
I'm retired. You're outside the family. You're well placed to look into this for us now.
I'll do my utmost.
And there's all kinds of British actors in the supporting cast, especially John Hurt as Control. Colin Firth is one of the authorities. The young Tom Hardy, who's emerging as a star, as the kind of scapegoat trade representative whom they target. So quite a number of interesting characters as well as actors.
She told me a secret.
The mother of all secrets.
She had information concerning a double agent.
You have to assume they're watching you.
Well, let's just remember also, of course, the film is based on a very well-known book by John le Carré. So maybe many people will actually remember his work as an author as well.
I would think so. I was trying to remember when I was writing the review, and I realised, of course, that he wrote The Spy Who Came In From the Cold, but it's almost 50 years since that was filmed with Richard Burton and Claire Bloom. So he really is the chronicler of the Cold War. He's written actually some more recent books. One of his was The Constant Gardener. So he's moved into the 21st century and its issues. But he certainly was very fascinated by his own work in espionage. Another one, film version, I just remembered, was Fred Skepsis' The Russia House in 1990. So you could have quite an interesting festival of films from John le Carré's books. And I think this one would stand very well, even though it's only a two-hour-plus version of what was several hours in the miniseries in the past.